Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I say he's so sweet. Come on,
the all right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Take you up until 2. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Marlins are down.
Lizards.
You say it again?
I had to shoo a couple of lizards. They were swimming in my pool.
Nah, that's gross.
That money.
Yep, for sure it does. Let's get to this. Marlins down 1-0, top of the fifth.
Oh,
two outs.
That's impressive.
Why?
Only one.
Yeah.
Only down
only
by one.
Only
right. Down by one, baby.
All right. They can win their first series, right?
Yes.
Got it right where we want them. Yes. Here it goes, the comeback.
Yes. There's AJ Puck having a good time.
Oh, look at him. Just enjoying the game, yeah, huh?
Might as well. Hey, don't bring your gas can later, all right?
Anyway. No, that's not the That's not the gas can he brings. He brings the meatballs.
Yeah, the hors d'oeuvres. If you bring a gas, like you light it on fire, it's like they're both in there. But anyway. Leroy, can you get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover law firm? Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
It's getting warmer. Looking outside. Oh, winds are light. 5 to 10 miles an hour. Let me see what the hell this one little cloud is doing. The winds are coming out of the east. And it is about 84 degrees.
Man. How do you do, Marcos?
Excellent. It is listed at 82 degrees, not too far off from where he said it is indeed getting warmer throughout the week, although we should have a low of 60s over the next couple days. Winds coming out the east at 14 miles per hour.
Whoa. Yeah. Wow, my trees are barely moving. But... my grass is getting greener. My grass is getting greener.
That's because you're looking at the other side.
And also,
no. Minus one. That's because
what?
Minus
they had to dig it.
That's the
minus
point.
One.
They had to dig it.
And then minus one to JFig for agreeing with you.
What?
Minus one.
This is egregious.
I tried.
Because they had to dig a hole to fix a pipe that the people that came and dug up a tree sliced the pipe.
Yeah.
And so no, the air was getting into my sprinkler system, and that's why no water was coming out. So
the heat
caused three guys to fix the damage that the one guy that I paid to do. Oh,
damage is done, my friend.
It is.
Heat, they play at 7 o'clock tonight in Philadelphia. 5:45 is preheat. Heat are 5.5-point underdogs tonight. Jimmy's over under for tonight, 23.5.
Under.
Tyler's is 19.5.
Over.
Bam's is 17.5.
Under.
Nikola Jovic 6.5.
Under 17 over from Bam.
He's gonna be on the other end.
Be busy, I get it.
Joel Embiid.
It has nothing to do with his ability. Yeah. It just has to do with the job that he's gonna have tonight.
Joel Embiid's over under 30.5. Tyrese Maxey's 24.5.
Like, look at that. Like,
may want that's to 50, over on
that. That's 54 points. That's 50 points right there.
Yeah, well, if he gets there, we'll see, Joel.
Yeah, we'll see.
No,
we'll
just dude. It's not a big deal if he gets his. It is a big deal if Tyrese Maxey gets his.
He went Highsmith 4.5. Put this in a parlay.
I see you doing some moves. I knew something was going on.
Chili peppers.
We'll take a quick break. Chris Greer had a lot to say on the draft yesterday. We'll hear a little bit more from the Dolphins GM. Jorge Masvidal going to join us this hour.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hour as well. Back after this.
Myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Marlins down 1-0. Top of the six right now. Runner on.
This in itself is a win.
Runner on, no outs. So Trevor Rogers.
Would you agree, Marcos?
Well,
this in itself is a win.
We call that within striking distance.
Got him right where we want him, baby.
Well,
got him right where we want him, baby.
I tried, everybody.
Ooh, you know what I'm going to get today? You know what I'm going to eat?
Whopper Jr.
No.
I know tomorrow we're getting half off Papa John's. I know that much.
Ooh, you guys can use my code.
I think I'm going to get some of them egg rolls.
Oh, from Flanny's?
No.
Which egg rolls?
No, from the egg roll place.
Oh, world famous.
World famous.
Yeah, you're talking about rockin' rib rolls. He's talking about the ones that are stuffed with like anything you can think of.
Interesting.
Yeah. Adam at the Super Bowl party.
Both sound delicious.
Both are.
Both sound delicious.
Both are delicious.
Chris Greer yesterday, he spoke to the media and addressed a thing or two about a thing or two. Namely, Jalen Waddle, of course, with Devontae Smith getting a
contract. Can we just repeat the same thing he said about Tua or repeat the same thing he said about Javon?
That's what
contract talks are.
Let's hear what he has to say about Jalen Waddell.
Have there been any talks, especially now with Devontae Smith, any talks at all regarding a Waddell extension?
Like I said, I've always been Joe. We don't really talk publicly about that. We're aware of it. We're in a good spot with those guys, so I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, but I mean, you kind of been talking about the Tua thing, though. Like, it's not like you haven't said anything on the Tua. Like, yes, it's been very around, but they feel good about it.
The Tua thing is a little different because you don't want to ever give the impression that you don't have full support.
Agreed.
Of Tua.
Agreed.
And so that's why you kind of you have to say something to let people know this is not a situation where we are not communicating or we're not having talks. It's just a situation of draft time or whatever. So, like, yeah. But with other guys.
Yeah, he did confirm yesterday that they're picking up the options on both him and Phillips.
Yeah,
that was a little piece of news. Now, as far as Jalen Phillips saying that he was going to be ready for the season,
he said he didn't say when during the season, you clown.
He said he was going to be ready for the season. I'm not misquoting him.
Yes, okay, that doesn't mean week one.
Doesn't mean it's not week one.
Oh, my goodness, are you kidding me?
Here's Chris Greer on Jalen Phillips.
Well, Dr. Phillips, you know, I don't want to speak for him. It's been fun watching those guys. They've been rehabbing like crazy, and you guys know them. They're kind of maniacal with just how they attack it. And so, you know, I don't put any timelines or pressure on it. Our doctors have done a great job working with them and working through the process. So any timelines I feel comfortable with, and, you know, until we get to training camp, we'll give you guys more information then. But in terms of the roster, again, it's over the years, and so at whatever position that is that can impact us, and if we have that pick, we'll be excited to add them.
Still no timeline, huh?
Trade the first pick for two second rounders.
No, so lame, dude.
Wait.
Lame.
Wait. What was his last comment?
Take the best player available.
No. You. Dude. You say dealing with me is like dealing with a child. you with a straight face. What was the last thing he said?
Some best player. I'm going to draft him. You're definitely using the pick. Something like that. What did he say?
If we even have it.
Yeah,
or if we keep it.
Yeah.
He put it out there. If it wasn't a possibility, why would he put it out there?
Of course, you want to see. You want to keep your options open, but I'm just saying it's a coward's way out.
Why?
Because it's supposed to be a fun day for football, baby. I want to use something.
Here.
It's only one.
Rule of thumb. When you have a few needs, and those needs start dropping in the draft, you can get some more picks and move down and still get the same guys you would have got anyway. So why not have more picks?
They're yanking Trevor Rogers right now, two on, two out, by the way.
Oh, my goodness. It's like,
that was good, though. You know, six innings.
Solid for him. Yeah. Solid for him. He didn't get through six innings, though.
Bum.
How many men on base?
Two.
How many outs?
Two.
Okay.
What bases are they on?
First and second.
Now, if two teams in hockey tie, which...
Dude. Al Maka says, this is why Tobin is a fan and not a GM. Dude, I'm just saying, like, let's be honest. No Dolphin.
Thank you!
Hold on.
Thank you!
Here's what I would say, though. There's no Dolphin. Because the draft is one night. It's an event now, right? No Dolphin wants to go into this night, especially with no superstar that you got to make up for it.
Here.
Nobody wants to go into that first night and be like, the Miami Dolphins have punted until tomorrow.
Hey.
Awesome. Thanks.
Can I tell you the only time you don't trade your first round pick? When the draft is in your city.
Yeah, don't do that.
Right. Other than that, listen, it's setting up for a lot of people wanting to trade their pick. You know why? Because all of the talent at all the other positions, mostly defense, are moving down in the draft. Not because of their talent, but because of all the offensive guys going before them.
Mike McDaniel wants that first, and it's not getting traded, says Luke on YouTube. I agree.
I promise you, Mike McDaniel don't want to draft no offensive lineman or no defensive lineman either. But you got to do it.
Well, what do you mean? So you think he only wants to draft weapons?
That's the way you guys, listen. I picture you and Mike McDaniel walking into the saloon side by side and say,
that's not fair.
Give me that first pick.
Oh, man, that'd be great.
Right.
So fast.
That's why you can never run a team. Do you understand?
You're tapping into his fantasies right now.
The first pick, the Miami Dolphins select the fastest receiver in the draft, Xavier Worthy.
Wait, When did you become? Can I ask you a question?
Huh?
When did you become the Oakland Raiders or the Las Vegas Raiders?
Oh, I love speed, dude. Love
it. When did you become the Las Vegas Raiders?
We're going to have Tyreek and Waddle and Devon Achane and Mostert. And then we're going to have Xavier Worthy. New X-Man.
Wow.
So question, what if he's available in the second round and you want him? Oh. Can you trade your first round pick and still get him? Would you still be happy?
No, I'd rather use my second round pick on him and then use my first round pick on something else.
Like what?
Would you like to take some? I'd take a big ugly. You know.
Okay, but here's my question, which I kept saying: with all of the offensive guys being drafted, those guys are being pushed down.
Schmeath and Schmaltz.
So if you can still get the same guy in the second round, why not get a couple more picks?
Schmeath says Tobin and McCoachin side by side would look like Timon and Pumbaa.
Why did I picture that?
In the draft, the mighty draft, the receiver sleeps tonight.
Ba-dum-bum-bum.
But we, please don't trade your pick.
You did you not hear anything I said and you still believe that?
Hey, that was good. That was good. No one's acknowledging that.
Keep what? It going.
We, if you can get the same guy.
Draft the guy who runs 4.2.
Oh, wow. Man. Or maybe 4.42, Michael Penix Jr.
If you guys
love my God.
Fighting and shenanigans, tonight at Bayside, Nate Diaz and Jorge Masvidal are having a face-off. I'm sure there won't be a melee at all. Okay, who could fight at a marina, right? Like, what are the odds at a
I think marina? You're forgetting some events.
You wait a minute. Really? You had guys fighting underneath the stadium.
That's true. That did
so happen. Why would in the sun?
That did happen in the sun. Like you just think the heat's going to get to Nate yeah. to Nate Diaz?
What about we had guys get ready to fight while we were doing a radio show in Vegas?
That was a great time. Jorge Gamebred Masvidal. He joins us next.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
My interaction with a monkey ain't going to be to the point where I could get herpes. I don't care what the monkey got. Leave the monkeys alone.
Well, koalas have chlamydia.
Very excited to talk to our next guest, Miami's own Jorge Gamebred Masvidal. He is going to be boxing Nate Diaz June 1st live on pay-per-view. He's in the middle of a press tour. Now, Miami, he will be there Wednesday, Bayside at Pier 5. Well, Jorge, when's the last time Jorge Masvidal has been to Bayside? Have you? It's not typically a place Miamians go. It's very big, a tourist trap. It's been redone. When's the last time you perused Bayside?
Probably when I took my kids out. I think that's the last memory I got. Probably took them out to do like some shopping or eating around there. But I think that's the last time I went there, maybe like 2-3 years ago with the kiddies. You know, as you said, it's not like a place where Miamians a lot usually go to. We've been there since we were like little and stuff, you know. So, I mean, it's a cool mall, it's a cool spot, and for the Wayne's, it's gonna be sick with the backdrop and everything. But yeah, I don't go to Bayside too much.
They have refurbished it. I've been there for a few.
It's all packed, you know. It's just nonstop traffic, man.
Yeah, the traffic's crazy, but I will say it's a lot prettier now. Like they redid the whole thing. I've been there for before a couple Heat games now, so it should look cool.
When I was going, it was looking like not the greatest place. When I was chilling, bro.
How has this been, man? How has the tour been for this Nate fight? Have you enjoyed this whole lead up for this fight?
You know, the problem with me is that I get like in fight mode, so I just want to train, sleep, recover, train, and so it takes a lot to diffuse and for the dog to get, you know, his thing centered. You know, to do Zoom interviews and things like that is cool, but to like travel and actually like put my training secondhand and for an extended period of time, it's not like a day or two, it's for like a whole week, you know. Part of me is like but you know, I understand the game. I'm here to sell pay-per-views. I'm not f-ing doing anything else but selling pay-per-views, so I gotta get the word out there. I'm fighting and I'm f-ing ready to compete and I'm in great shape and I'm pissed off and I'm gonna f-ing hurt somebody now, somebody's Nate Diaz. So I understand that process very well, man. Do I want to be doing it? Nah, I'd rather be at home eat some sushi, playing dominoes and shit like that, training, getting ready to go train, you know, shit like that.
What it felt like, because your BMF fight with him was so organic. You guys were both at like the heights. Everybody loved you. You guys just wanted to go there square off. It feels like there's a little bit more hostility this time around. Why is that? Why do you feel like you want to pummel him even more this time?
Well, one, for starters, he tasted my foot, you know, and I heard people not liking that too much. You know, I didn't taste any of his shots, you know. I dropped him 3 times in the fight, and I busted his face up. So I get it. He was sour about that. But then he made comments he probably shouldn't have in my book, calling me a coward, calling me a quitter. Like, man, that shit bothered me, because I never said a damn thing about him, just praise and respect, which I still got a lot of praise and respect from everything he's done in the sport, the way he's carried himself, the type of fighter that he is. I have a lot of respect from, you know. But when you say those things, it's like, you don't got to do that, especially to call somebody like me a quitter when I've never in my life tapped. I got 50-something fights. I've never tapped. I've had the option to tap. You know, you could imagine how many times I've been in that scenario where somebody was close with a submission. I've never tapped. I've actually chose, I'd rather just go to sleep if I can't get out this bitch, rather than tap to another man. So for him to call me a quitter, I was like, man, you stupid, because you've actually tapped, motherfucker. You know, so no biggie, you know, we're just settling in the ring.
How have you enjoyed just training boxing? Has that been weird for you? I mean, you're a guy who, your kicks have always been a big part of the game. We know you have the famous knee, so is it refreshing to train something like this? Is it a little frustrating? How is just training with your hands?
You know, the abuse on your body that you take in MMA is like no other sport. There's not comparable. Not football, not any sport that you can think of, except maybe Muay Thai. There's no sport that really like encompasses MMA and the regiment that is involved in MMA to get you up to speed. It's just different, man. It takes a toll on your body. So no diss to the boxing, because the boxing is still incredibly tough, and it's not really a game or sport. It's life or death in boxing. But the amount of wear and tear on the body is a lot less, you know? So I'm enjoying it, man. I'm enjoying the process. Out of all the martial arts, the one that's always come the most natural to me has always been the hands, you know, where I could always make leaps and bounds of improvements in boxing, whereas in like wrestling, jiu-jitsu, and things like that, it had to take me a long, long time to really master and understand the principles of it. Not just be able to do it, but like understand how it works, you know? So I've always felt that that I could transition well into boxing. And so far, I've transitioned amazing into the boxing for what my coaches expect from me and want out of me right now, what I've been giving them and showing them. You know, they're very happy with the progress. So I would say that you know, I can't say that it's been a great transition because I haven't competed yet, but for everything that's on the task sheet, I've accomplished it.
Jorge Masvidal is going to be fighting Nate Diaz live on pay-per-view June 1st. They will have their media tour hitting Bayside Wednesday. 6:30 is the press conference there. If you want to go see Miami's own in person, square off with Nate Diaz before they get it on June 1st. I've been seeing some things perusing around the internet, Jorge. Are you getting the itch again to fight in UFC? Is that a possibility that, because, you know, you seem pretty content with retirement. You were doing your promotion game and all that with GameBred. How close, or give me the percentage of what the chances are we would see Jorge Masvidal back in the UFC?
Very good. You know, kind of the not kind of part of the deal was that I go do these 3 boxing matches and I come back to the UFC and give him a fight, you know. So I don't know when that exactly will take place, because I do have these 3 fights to do, and then we'll handle that. But MMA is like, I always knew, even when I retired, then MMA is like the funnest thing I've done ever in my life. Uncomparable drug, everything, every experience I've had in life, MMA is just different. It's so unique and beautiful, and the preparation, getting ready for it, then the walk out, and then when you're in that cage, you know, I just love everything about the sport, you know. So I knew I had to come back, and more than anything, I had to come back and get a W. I can't leave an L. It's not me, you know. I'm not leaving an L. So I knew that I'd come back. You know, when this boxing opportunity came back, it just sped all that up. Like, yeah, I'm going to be back in there and in the best shape of my life when I return.
How much did that itch come from seeing UFC 299 down here, man? Because you brought it back after 20 years of not coming to Dade. Now this is like the spot, and that atmosphere was crazy. It was fun, but that doesn't happen without you doing it a year beforehand. So was there a part of you that missed it, of not being on that card?
Yeah, big time, brother. You know, like, man, a big part of me was like, man, I wish I could have found this card. And the other big part of me was like, it wasn't meant to be, you know? too many outside factors. I wasn't in the type of shape I should have been in to even consider taking a fight like that. So, you know, it was very conflicted. But I'll tell you what, hopefully I get the fight in the UFC, for the UFC in Miami some point in the future. I'm not putting a date on that, but I would just like to give my city a major, huge win, you know, the way they deserve it, you know?
Your guy Dustin Poirier, though, he put on a hell of a show on that night. I'm sure you weren't surprised by that performance, but, you know, Dustin doing what he's doing, when people were writing him off, that how crazy did you find that he was that big of an underdog, and then for him to go, you know, have a performance like that, just how impressed were you with him?
I just knew it. Like, I swear, you know, it's different because I'm like blood, sweat, and tears with these guys. You know, I'm not some fan of the sport that doesn't train with these guys or never met them or seen them. Like, I'm in there with these guys. I watch the preparation. I watch, you know, I assess him as like an athlete, his speed, his power, how he's doing with the young guys that we're bringing up to push him and stuff like that. And I'm just always rooting for these guys, rooting for Kayla, rooting for, we just went 7-0 between Friday and Saturday. No, it's, that blows my mind. 4-0 at UFC 300. The night before that was at PFL. 8-0. I'm sorry. 8-0. We just went, you know, had Bone Nickel. We had Armand. We had freaking Kayla. We had Moicano. Like, this is some numbers, man. This is crazy. They go 4-0 at UFC 300 when they're getting faced with the best opposition that they could possibly fight. And for us to come out on top like that, it just speaks of the team and what we got going down there. It's special, man. It's a very small club. It's not the easiest club to get into. But, man, do we go to bat for each other, show up to work for each other, to push each other. And it's been like that since I started. And, you know, numerous other guys are carrying that torch now and that tradition, and it's not going to change. It's just going to keep attracting that same type of individual that likes that, you know, that wants to get after it and give it all you got. And if you don't win, it doesn't matter. Then you come back on your shield, you know, because we're going for the jugular every time. And we bring those same type of characters out. You look at a lot of the qualities I have, it's the same qualities that Dustin has, that no quit in them at no time. Doesn't matter if we're winning or losing. If everybody in the world wrote me off, doesn't matter, you know. And, I mean, I say it with a badge of honor. I'm so proud to be a part of American Top Team every time I get a chance to mention it.
What did you think that after Kayla's win, the GOAT, Amanda, seemed like she got the itch to maybe square off with her one day? How do you think that would go?
Huge fan of Amanda as well, as everybody knows. I've always been cheering for her, preaching about her. I think she's an absolute beast, man. One of the best to ever do it. But it's such an interesting contrast, because as much as she's a beast on the feet, Kayla is a animal just wearing, she just happens to be a gorilla wearing clothing, you know, but she's another gorilla when it hits the ground, or even once they clinch up, you know, she's got devastating knees, elbows, and she could take just about any takedown in the planet, you know. Shout out also to Holly Holm, because for her to take Kayla like that at her, in her stage in her career, it's like, she's such a competitor, such a dog. I'm a huge Holly Holm fan as well. And if you ask me right now, because probably the next question is, who would I put my money on? I would put my money on Kayla, you know, to beat Amanda. I really think I've been telling everybody, when that girl comes over to the UFC, she's going to bust out through the division. And she is. She's just going to buzz out through the division. It's just going to happen. She's going to slice up everybody. Then her and Amanda are going to fight. And that's going to be the biggest fight in women's history, possibly, when that goes down.
I remember after Dustin beat Max Holloway for the interim championship, I got a chance to talk to you about that. And you were like, it's almost as good as a championship because he beat Max Holloway. So I know that's a guy you have a lot of respect for. What was your reaction to that ending that he had this past weekend? I mean, it took over the internet.
Not just the internet. Everybody at the arena just sucked their soul out. It just, man, Max is Max, bro. I mean, I got so much praise for that guy. Forget about this fight. Just Max, win or lose on that fight, still one of my favorite fighters of all time. His spirit, his ability to keep getting better with the sport and growing with the sport. And then, you know, my favorite quality of Max, the dog in him, you know. And then he displayed it with 10 seconds to go up 4-1, you know. Doesn't need to prove or show anybody anything. And he goes, all right, let's gamble it up. Let's go. I'm going to let you get some shots. And come on, let's go. Let's find out right here, right now. And he does that. It's just a testament to what a gangster that motherfucker is and how blessed he is, because he's truly He's truly an icon, a gem for our sport, man. I feel that this is one of the best fighters we have, and he's everybody's favorite fighter, and he's also fighters' favorite fighters. You know, so nothing but respect for Max, man, and to do it like that, you know. One BMF has the quickest knockout in history, and one BMF has the latest knockout and hit, like, 459. It's crazy, man. Like, literally, he hit a and the bell rung. It was the craziest shit ever, man.
Jorge Masvidal taking on Nate Diaz live on pay-per-view June 1st. Go buy it on pay-per-view. Miami, if you want to come out tonight at 6:30, it's going to be at the Bayside Marketplace, New Bayside. You'll see them square off as they get in their press tour on. It should be absolutely fantastic. What do you want to prove to yourself, Jorge, in this boxing match with Nate?
Prove to myself? I wouldn't say to myself because I ain't got nothing to prove to myself, really. But just go out there and compete, you know. Put my mind, put my body, my spirit. Sorry, man. Long nights, early mornings.
I get you.
Just up in the right mindset to compete, you know, to do what I've done. And it's a process to get here. It just doesn't happen overnight. Hey, I want to fight, you know. There's a process from the physical side, from my team side getting me ready, from all the deals that we have to do, all the stuff. It takes a lot, you know, but I love it to be on the stage. I love to compete. Boxing's the first sport I fell in love with. When I found it around 7-8 years old, I was like, what the f- is this? Loved it, you know, and then I was instantly warped into boxing. And then I discovered MMA a couple years later when I'm like 11-12 years old, and then I fell in love with that, you know. So, and I pledged my life to it for the next 20 years. So I'm glad to be doing something like going into boxing now with all the skill, all the knowledge, all the experience that I have now. And it's against a great, formidable opponent that we happen to have some history with, that he thinks it's unfinished, you know. So I don't mind knocking several birds down with one stone, you know. And your boy's getting handsomely rewarded for his talents as well, you know.
And well deserved, man. All the best to you. Have a safe trip back down here and all over through your tour, man, and have a healthy camp, all right?
Yes, sir. And thank God, first and foremost, Jesus, for putting me in these situations to be able to take advantage of them. Thank you, all the listeners. Thank you, all the fans. Thank you, all the haters. And thank you, Dade County.
Jorge Masvidal, all the best, man. Take care.
Thank you, brother.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.